Good morning. First, I would like to recognize all of my co-authors, Dr. Bill Robertson, Dr. Archie Flanders, Dr. Mike Daniels, Dr. Chris Henry, and Mr. Steve Stevens. Research was conducted along with Discovery Farms. Discovery Farms originated in Wisconsin in 2001 and is now located in several states. Arkansas has several Discovery Farms, with some focusing on livestock and others focusing on row crop production. Discovery Farms in Southeast Arkansas is the only one which includes cotton in our state. They are currently conducting research on well-cut, shop-cut, weaver, and home-placed fields. The main emphasis of Discovery Farms is looking at edge-of-field water quality. They are tracking sediment and nutrient losses through the use of automatic water samplers, which collect samples during rainfall and irrigation events, flow meters, which let us know exactly how much water is pumped, trapezoidal flumes, calculating the amount of runoff, and local weather stations. Because of edge-of-field water quality from runoffs, the fields are cut in half, allowing us to compare standard practice, till no cover, to no-till with cover. This allows us to collect data on water movement, soil compaction, and irrigation efficiency on both shop-cut and weaver fields. Throughout the year, we keep track of all inputs, which includes tractor size, equipment use, chemicals, and fertilizers applied on both shop-cut and weaver fields. Taking all of this information into consideration, we were able to calculate both fixed and variable costs. We saw better water in no-till with cover as water moved slower throughout the stubble. Irrigation water rates down the rows averaged 6.7% faster in tillage no-cover crops. Soil compaction is being represented here with, as you can see, no-till has a consistently lower reading. Here we're looking into irrigation efficiency by irrigation event. Among the six irrigation events, irrigation efficiency ranged from 51.4% to 77.08% in till no-cover, having an overall average efficiency of 64.43%. And no-till with cover ranged from 59.1% to 76.5% with an overall average efficiency of 68.78%. Better water infiltration, lower soil compaction readings, and increased irrigation efficiency allowed us to see a higher yield in no-till with cover. No-till with cover yielded 1,107.1 pounds per acre, and no-till cover yielded 964.6 pounds per acre. Agronomic summary. Irrigation water flow rates down the row averaged 6.7% faster in till no cover. Soil compaction was consistently lower in no-till cover. Soil moisture was consistently higher in no-till with cover. Irrigation efficiency was 4.35% higher in no-till cover, and no-till cover yielded 12.87% more than till no cover. Weaver is a 40-acre field. This table shows the differences between no-till cover and till no cover. For cost of production, dollar per acre, yield pounds per acre, and operating expenses, dollars per pound of lint. Notice, cost per acre is a little higher in no-till with cover, mainly due to cover crop seed expenses, as pesticide and insecticide applications are the same. From the above information, operating expenses, dollars per pound lint, was calculated. No-till cover had a much lower operating expense, dollars per pound of lint. You will see similar results in the Shopcott field, which is a 23-acre field. We still see higher cost dollar per acre, higher yield, and lower operating expenses, dollars per pound of lint in no-till with cover. We now have the information needed for field print calculator entry. Field print calculator is a relatively new tool created by Field to Market Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture. Field print calculator assists producers in determining how current method of production affects sustainability by making calculations over 7 sustainability metrics. Land use, which is inverse of yield. Soil conservation, which is calculated by NRCS Russell 2. And they use WEPs for wind erosion. Soil carbon is based on the NRCS Soil Conditioning Index. Irrigation water use is based on how many pounds of cotton was produced over the dry land yield per inch of water applied. Water quality is based on the NRCS Water Quality Index, energy use, and greenhouse gas emissions. Here is the field print summary for Weaver. Producer's field is a blue footprint being compared to national and state averages. National averages is represented in the green, and state average is represented in orange. Notice the difference in land use, water quality, and energy use between no-till cover crop and till no-cover crop. You will notice similar differences in Shopcott. Notice, for some reason, it is placing soil conservation at 0 for both systems, and soil carbons is being posted at the national average, and we should be showing differences with tillages and cover crops. They are currently working to resolve the issue. These are example footprints of what we would expect to see. Notice the difference in soil conservation and soil carbon among till no cover and no-till with cover. We expect to see big differences in our field's footprints once the issue is resolved. Here we calculated the percentage of change between no-till with cover and till no cover for expenses and the footprint size in Weaver Field. In cost, dollars per acre, we've seen a 1.12% increase in no-till with cover and a 14.28 decrease in cost per pound of lint. To calculate footprint size, we took the percentages of land use, irrigation water use, greenhouse gas emissions, and energy use from summary and divided them by the national average, which is normalized at 50%. This field was in its first season of cover crops, and the footprint size decreased by 29.7%. In no-till with cover. Shop was in its fourth season of cover crops, and we've seen a 2.24% increase in cost per acre, a 16.67% decrease in cost per pound of lint, and a 34.74% decrease in the footprint size in no-till with cover. Economic summary, cost per acre averages 1.71% more for no-till with cover crop, mainly due to the cover crop seed expenses. Cost per pound lint averages 15.46% less for no-till with cover crop. And footprint size averages 32.20% less for no-till with cover crop. A special thanks goes to Cotton Incorporated for funding this research. Thank you for your time, and are there any questions? We planted cereal rye at 1 bushel per acre.
Any more questions?